You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Cats and crazy kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my jukebox machine, ready to spin an hour of stone cold rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. Welcome to the Juke in the Back. Last week we began a three-part series on the Shakespeare of rock and roll, Chuck Berry. In part one, we focused on Chuck's first year of recording, from mid-1955 through mid-1956. This week in part two, we pick up in mid-1956 and carry it through to the end of 57. It's part two of Chuck Berry, this week on the Juke in the Back. Now, before we get too deeply into part two, let's recap. It's 1955, and Chuck Berry records his first song, Maybelline, released by Chess Records, which climbed to number one for 11 solid weeks back in the summer of 1955. Even better, it crossed over to number 5 on the pop chart, making it a certified hit bought by both black and white audiences, particularly teenagers, because Chuck Berry had launched, almost single-handedly, a new form of music, rock and roll, which by simplest definition is rhythm and blues music aimed at teenagers. Maybelline took the familiar theme of the hot rod race and repackaged it in teenage terms. Its flip side, the very bluesy Wee Wee Hours, also charted, rising to number 10, making his debut single a double-sided hit, Not Bad. By October, Chuck Berry was back with a new single charting to number 2, It's 30 Days, followed in early 56 by the number 8 charter, No Money Down, another car song. Then we get to my favorite Chuck Berry record from the early summer of 56, Roll Over Beethoven, announcing to the world that rock and roll was here and that those that don't reside in the hip class better step aside. Roll Over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. The single Roll Over Beethoven went to number 2 and crossed over to number 29 pop. I'd like to begin this show with another version of Roll Over Beethoven. This one recorded live during the summer of 1956 on Alan Freed's Camel Rock and Roll Dance Party Show. This program aired on WINS in New York and nationally over CBS Radio. Then it was repackaged for servicemen overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Network. The band backing Chuck up on this number is directed by the great saxman Sam the Man Taylor. So hold on to your hats and dig, because man, the audience is really with Chuck on this. They start shouting right in the middle of this number. Perfect way to kick off part two of our three-part series on the early recordings of Chuck Berry, right here on the Juke in the Back. Now take it away, Alan Freed.
Right back to the record, Roll Over Beethoven.
I gotta hear it. for bold to come. It's long the night, it's quiet the dark. The boat she laid since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in. It's low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. It's long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high. We find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder when the boat she come to bring me love. Ow! Sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing, she hold me tight, she touch me lips, me eyes they close, me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon. But still alone, me drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie, she say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me lay down alone, was good to rum. Me fall asleep, the boat she come. The girl she look, till come the dawn. She weep and cry, return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes. Was bright the sun, was blue the skies. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run. Me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone the rum. The boat she sail, me love she gone. Havana moon.
Chuck Berry with Havana Moon, a stark presentation of heartbreak that sounded so different in 1956. It was recorded on October 29th in Chicago, and it was the only song cut at that session. It's really stripped down, with the great Willie Dixon providing the bass and Jimmy Rogers providing second guitar. I really think Chuck took a chance recording a song like that so early in his career. It doesn't sound like any of the records that came before it. Havana Moon may have actually been the inspiration for Richard Berry, no relation to Chuck, to write Louie Louie. Both have a similar feel. The single was issued in November of 1956 as Chess Number 1645, with You Can't Catch Me as the flip side. We heard You Can't Catch Me in Part 1, as that one was recorded during Chuck's first year on December 20th, 1955. Neither side of that fantastic single charted, unfortunately. We're going to move to Chuck Berry's next recording session, which was held on December 15th, 1956, as we attempt to play everything Chuck recorded during this period. It's a demo of a song that would chart later in 1957. It was actually one of Chuck's biggest hits, Rock and Roll Music. Let's hear how this career-defining song began with the demo version of Rock and Roll Music, here on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna rock with me, if you wanna rock with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wail and sax. You must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you lose it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, any old time you use it. It's rock and roll music. If you wanna rock with me, if you wanna rock with me. Don't wanna hear no samba and not too much of that congo. I never liked a Latin mambo until I heard it on piano. But I go for that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can lose it any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna rock with me, if you wanna rock with me.
Chuck Berry paying tribute to one of his guitar idols, T-Bone Walker. On that one, it's an instrumental that remained untitled and in the vaults too, along with the song you heard before that, the demo version of Rock and Roll Music. Those were the only two songs cut on that session held on December 15th, 1956. Johnny Johnson's on piano, Willie Dixon's on bass, and Fred Bello is on the tubs. Up next is a mammoth session held on January 21st of 56 in Chicago at Chess Studios. He recorded a bunch of songs. This must have been a really, really long day. Up first is another charting record for Chuck. It's the immortal School Day, Ring Ring Goes the Bell. This is one of Chuck's greatest anthems because he once again praises this new music, rock and roll. with the line, "Hail, hail, rock and roll," which comes towards the end of the record. School Day features the same musicians as on the previous two songs, and it was issued as Chess Number 1653 in March of 57. It rose to number one on the R&B charts on April 29th of 57, where it remained for 5 weeks on the Airplay chart, but only lasted at number one for 1 week on the Jukebox and Best Sellers chart. So the jockeys were playing it more than the kids were requesting it on the boxes, and more than they were buying it in the stores. Here's another one of Chuck Berry's biggest hits, a song that all teenagers, black and white, can identify with. School Day. Ring, ring goes the bell.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, Greer Keane, Ken Farger, and The Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the back.
Thank you.
Chuck Berry with another fantastic instrumental. That's Deep Feeling, which was issued as the B-side to School Day, Ring Ring Goes the Bell, in March of 1957. Unfortunately, Deep Feeling didn't chart, but School Day certainly did, going to number one R&B. I love how Chuck puts a song that teenagers can relate to on the A-side, as he did with Maybelline, and then when you flip it over, these same kids are introduced to the blues. I mean the real blues, like Wee Wee Hours as the flip side to Maybelline, and that one, Deep Feeling, as the flip side to School Day. Another cool note about Deep Feeling, it's Hubert Sumlin, the guy who played lead guitar with Howlin' Wolf from 1954 on, as the second guitarist on that number. Chuck himself is playing the steel guitar lead. We're sticking with this long recording session held on January 21st, 1957, for another instrumental. This one was never issued as a single. It's called Low Feeling, and once again, Chuck is showing off his guitar chops. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part two of our three-part series on the early recordings of Chuck Berry. This week we're focusing on everything Chuck recorded for 1956 and 57. It's the Juke in the Back with Low Feeling.
California, down in Tijuana, la señorita come to me. She say mi nombre es Luanda. I asked her would she care to dance. She looked at me and said, como esta? say, habla solo en español y no comprendo inglés. I speak only the language of English, I don't understand español. For a moment I took a notion, then I went into a dancing motion. She nodded her head, y mucho gusto, she said, and she danced with more devotion. When her cheek came close to mine, I could hear her softly whisper. She said, habla solo la lengua de inglés, no comprenda español. I speak only the language of English, I don't understand Espanol. Placed her hand before my heart, and she whispered, yo te amora. With half-closed eyes, she raised her lips, and she said, besame ora. She held me close, and she squeezed me tight, and she whispered, yo quiere mora. I say, habla solo lengua de inglés, no comprende español. I speak only the language of English, I don't understand español.
Another strange record by the Shakespeare of rock and roll, a guy who really just loved to tell a story. That's Chuck Berry with LaWanda, which was actually issued as a single. It was the B-side to Oh Baby Doll. They were issued back-to-back as Chess single 1664 in June 1957. LaWanda was the last song recorded at the January 21st of 57 session. Now, Baby Doll is recorded at the next recording session, held on May 6th or 15th of 1957. For this session, Lafayette Leake replaces Johnny Johnson on piano. Willie Dixon is still on bass, and Fred Bello is still on the tubs. Oh Baby Doll, released in June, is another song aimed at the teenagers. It tops out at number 12, Rhythm and Blues, and crosses over to number 57, Pop. Here's Chuck Berry with Oh Baby Doll.
Baby Doll. Bells ring out the summer breeze. Oh, baby doll, will it end for you and me? We'll sing all alma mater and think of things that used to be. I remember so well back when the weather was cool. We used to have so much fun when we were walking to school. If we stopped off to hear the latest songs they sing, can't we just make it in before the bell would ring? Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer free. Oh, baby doll, will it end for you and me? We'll sing the old alma mater and think of things it used to be. Oh, baby doll,
will it end for you and me? We'll sing the old alma mater, think of things that used to be. When the teacher was gone, that's when we had a ball. We used to dance and play all up and down the hall. We had a portable radio, we was all in the jack, but we'd be all back in order when the teacher got back. Oh, baby doll, when bells ring out the summer breeze. Oh, baby doll, oh, will it end for you and me? We'll sing old alma mater and think of things that used to be.
Told me your name. Yes, you've changed. Your kisses don't feel the same. How you've changed our romance to a play. First you told me that you loved me and I believe. Then you sold me with a vow that you'd never leave. And now you scold me, caring not how my heart will grieve. Since the day you told me your name. Yes, I've loved you, thinking you all the while felt the same. And I'll still love you, even though I know you've changed.
Chuck Berry with an unissued ballad, How You've Changed, which was recorded on either May 6th or 15th of 1957. That same session yielded a real classic that was referred to earlier in the show, Rock and Roll Music. Chess Records issued it as single number 1671 with Blue Feeling as the B-side. Blue Feeling had been recorded at that previous session held on January 21st. Rock and Roll Music, a true classic, and again praising this new musical form that had proved to be so successful for Chuck Berry, made it to number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts and crossed over to a whopping number 8 pop. It would of course be a real influential song, as the Beatles covered it in 1964 and the Beach Boys had a hit with it in 1976. Earlier in the show, we heard the demo version of this song. Now let's hear the hit single version of Rock and Roll Music by the Shakespeare of Rock and Roll, Chuck Berry, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me, way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgia folks they had a jamboree, and drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring Chuck Berry, I want to flip rock and roll music over and play the tune Blue Feeling, another great Chuck Berry instrumental. It was recorded on January 21st, 1957 in Chicago. Unlike rock and roll music, Blue Feeling failed to chart, but it's this week's great 78.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
The 13th Western Method is the one to use. The 13th Western Method is the one to use. The 13th Western Method is the one to use when you want to have some fun. The 13th Western Method is the one to use. The question number one, why not have fun? The question number two is what to do. The question number three is who will go out and dine with me. The question number four, will there be more? The question number five, when I arrive. Question number six, will she be fixed? The question number seven is, will she let me steal a kiss? The question number eight, is it a date?
Thank you.
How High the Moon. Man, I love Chuck's playing on that one. Lafayette Leak is also tearing it up on the piano, baby. That tune, of course, dates back to 1940, with notable versions being done by Benny Goodman and, of course, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Chuck is definitely showing off his guitar chops on that one. It was recorded on either May 6th or 15th of 1957, part of that same session we've been talking about, but not issued at the time. It made an appearance on a 1963 album, Chuck Berry on Stage, which sounds like a live record, and it did sound like a live record. However, it wasn't. It was studio recordings with an audience overdubbed to make it sound live. Well, what you just heard there is the previously unheard, clean studio version of that song, without the terrible overdubbed applause. Before that, we heard another unissued song. It was an early version of the 13-question method. It also comes from that same May 57 session. The more popular version of that song would appear in the early 60s. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back as we looked at Chuck Berry's recordings from mid-1956 through the end of 1957. Next week, we'll be back with part three, and we'll pick it up right at the beginning of 1958. Until then, remember, soul is not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week, right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now let's go out with another demo. It's the very first version of Sweet Little 16, which would eventually hit number one on the R&B chart and cross over to a whopping number two on the pop chart, making it one of his all-time biggest hits. Next week, we'll begin the show with an evolution of the tune. But right now, we're going to end with the demo, which was the only song recorded at a short session held sometime in December of 57. It features Lafayette Leak on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bello on the tubs. Here is the genesis of a true rock and roll classic, Sweet Little 16. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
They're really rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats will be dancing, Sweet Little 16, Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. She gets so excited. I watch her look at her own boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Rockin' on bandstand, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, everybody be dancing, Sweet Little 16, Sweet Little 16, she just got to have tight dresses and lipstick. High-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trim. She'll be Sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans.
If you were to try and give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry.
Right.
In the 1950s, the whole generation worshipped his music, and when you see him perform today, past and present all come together, and the message is, hail, hail, rock and roll, right on.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Bag.